We're holding by the two dots. We'll quickly do the Gemara again that we did last week, and we'll go to the next sugya. Ahu gavra da'afkid kipi gavre chavrei. So there was this person that gave as a pikadon rings, nose rings, to his friend. So after a while, Amalei comes over to him. He tells him, havli kipi, give me back my rings. Amalei, so he told him, lo yidane chusvinu. I don't recall where I placed it. I don't remember where I put it. And therefore, what do you want me to do? I don't know. It's somewhere in the house. Also, the Kamei of Nachman, so they came in front of Nachman Amalei, and he told him, kol lo yidane psiusi, zil shlim. So he told him, if you don't know where something is, that's the pshia. Last week we discussed what's the pshia. The forgetting is the pshia, or putting it in the wrong place is the pshia. And therefore, you must pay for it. You're right, it's still around. It's still somewhere in the house. But you don't know where it is. So for all intents and purposes, you're not fulfilling your obligation as a shomer. Therefore, go pay. Zil shlim. Gemara says, like Shilem, he didn't want to pay right away. Other Rav Nachman, so Nachman went, Agve la padne mine. So he took from him, he collected from him, a mashkin. What's a padne? Anybody, what's a padne? I think it's a mashkin. Other la padne, Agve la padne mine. He took something from him in lieu of the kipi, which he was supposed to return to him. So the seif at the end, ishtakach kipi, they found these rings. Ve'ekel, and it went up in price. So Amar Rav Nachman, so Nachman said, okay, hadre kipi lemarai, v'hadre apadne lemara. Return the kipi to the owner, return the rings to the owner, because they're found, and now return back the mashkin which the nifkid gave to the mafkid, the one that lost the kipi, he gave the mashkin, return that now as well, because since he's giving back the kipi now, so he gets back in return the mashkin that was taken from him. Amarovas, Rava said, Avi Sivika made of Nachman picking a mafkid of a, it was a perk of mafkid Vamrile, and he told him, Shilim Rosh Yeshova, after all, he paid for it, so if he paid for the kipi, even though it gets is found, it went up in price, it should belong to him. So the Gemara says, Vloy Hadali didn't answer me, Vishap Ovid Lahadali, and it's good that he did not answer me, my time, why? Hosam Loy Atreche Lebedina, Hoch Atreche Lebedina. Over here, you don't do him any favors, because after all, he didn't just pay willingly, till he had to schlep out the payment in the form of the apatne, in the form of the mashkin, so therefore he didn't really do it willingly, and therefore you don't have this halach of shilei v'lerotzi l'shova, and therefore he will not get the higher price of the kipi. He has to give back the kipi, and he doesn't get to keep it because he didn't pay for it willingly. Okay. So the Gemara continues, l'meimre de sover av nachmon de shuma hodal. So Gemara says a new concept. There's a halach look in Rashi. Shuma hodal. Whenever you have a loive and a malve, somebody who owes someone else money, and he doesn't have money to pay him, so nichse, Rashi says, shuma hodal, nichse loive sheshomu bezde lebal choiv. So when I come to you and I say, Avi, I owe you the money, I have nothing to pay you. So Bezde says, no problem, we'll take your car. We'll take the nechassim that belong to me, and we'll give it to you. So the nechassim which they took from the loive in order to give to the bal choiv, in order to give to the malve, choizrin elov im noisein mois lebal choiv. So even though I gave up my car, you have a right afterwards to go and pay me the money that you owe me and take back the car. In other words, even though I give you the car as a payment, or in this situation, I gave you the apadna, the mashkin, as a payment for the kipi that I owed you, for the rings that I owe you, I gave you the apadna, I gave you this mashkin as a payment. Nevertheless, if you decide to pay me back the money you owe me, or in this case, you pay back by giving back the earrings, the rings, so you will get back your apatne, you'll get back your mashkin. Even though it's a form of payment, you have a right, shuma hodra. In other words, the amount that Bezdin estimated for the payment of the choiv, you have a right to collect that back afterwards. That's what the Gemara says. The main we see from over here, the shuma hodo, again Rashi nichse loyve sheshomu bezel lebachoyv choytrim elov, they'll return to him im nois and mois lebachoyv, if you pay for it kiyocha the hodo rapadna lemorah, because over here after all the mashkin stui goes back to the original owner by giving him the kipi, you get back the mashkin. So clearly we see that it's not a final form of payment, it's only a temporary mashkin that was taken, and that's the halacha in every case. So the Gemara says, don't bring a raya from over there. Shani hosom the shuma betosave, the kohave kipi meikolo. The Gemara says here it's different. Really, I'll tell you, shuma ena chayzer. That means that if you pay something instead of the loan, then you cannot get it back. Even afterwards you go and give back the money, you will not get back the item that was taken from you. Why, in this case, do you have a right to get back this mashkin? Because of it, shuma betos. The fact that they took the mashkin altogether was really a mistake. Why was it a mistake? Avi, why was it a mistake? The shuma betos, so Rashi says, the sabu haya sha'avdu hanizdomim v'arei la'avdu. Because you thought that it was lost and therefore you owe him the money. It turns out it was never lost. It was returned to the owner. So therefore, even though you took from him the padna, you took from him the collateral, but the collateral was a mistaken payment. Because in effect, it was never lost. Because after all, they were found again. So therefore, in such a case, we say, okay, we're going to return the we're going to return the mashkin. Because why? Because it was a mistaken payment. Look at Rashi. Do I have a keeping me kara? Shari b'tchilas hashumim shuma haya nezomim biyadoi. V'lo haya yodea. D'ilo yodea shekein lo yishamu lo yatrakli. If I would have known it would have been found, I would have not returned. I would have not given you the mashkin. Ava shuma shebez nishomim al she'en lo mois v'chayv loy hara kemecha gomu v'ene chazeres. When you really owe somebody money and you don't have the money to pay and they take your house, then you can never get back the house, even if you have to pay for it. In this case, the reason why you get back the mashkin is because the reason why you have to pay is because the keeper were not around. So therefore, they took the mashkin. It turns out they were found. Since they were found, so it turns out that the fact they took the mashkin was a mistake to begin with. And therefore, if you return the keeper, you'll get back the mashkin. That's why this case is different. What don't you understand?
It's not like a mashkin in a what you call it, a loan.
What's the difference?
No, I'm saying, but after the fact. You give him the kipi, you come back 3 months later and say, okay, where are my kipi? And he says, I have them, but I don't know where they are. So, there was no mashkin before him. When he did the original smear, there was no mashkin there.
Okay, but now he owes...
My kipi, and I'm taking
him. I know, but now he owes him the money.
He owes me the money. He knows it's here somewhere. So, it's Kielu, you know what? I'm going to lend you the kipi until you can find it. So, I'm taking a mashkin to hold on to the value... is a placeholder. So that's the whole thing.
So one second. So that's what he's saying. Shuma betos, because it's somewhere around. That's what Rashi's saying, it's somewhere around. So look in the number one on the sheet, the Ramban. When is it considered shuma betos? So the Ramban says, doesn't mean if it's somewhere around. Says the Ramban, number one, v'hod de dachinu leishani hochad mikor shuma betos aver, nearly sha'af apisha ovdu akibi. Even if it got lost, meaning not that it's somewhere in the house and I don't know where it is. Even if it got lost or it got stolen, va'achshav nimtzu, and now they are found. Have a shuma betos. Why? The iru lo have a mechuyev lo midi. Kiven the hashka hodalei memayne beine. What do I care if it's lost in my house or it's lost on the street or it got stolen? The bottom line is you got back your item. If you got back your item, then the fact that I gave you my mashkin was a mistake. It's irrelevant. One second, I'm telling you what he says. In a regular case, where you have nothing to pay, you have to pay money, and you have nothing to pay, then you pay collateral. Over here, if he would have returned the kipi, then he's not chayv to give him any mashkin. He's returning to him now. And I guess it's revealed retroactively, the pikadon kolecha the isem amoyne the bailimu vilo ayaydim voice shoyshim to keepin minachtin and nichsei. So the Ramban learns that this halacha that in our case is different because it's shuma betos doesn't just mean if it's somewhere in my house, even if it got stolen. And I ask you, what happened to it? I don't know, it got stolen. Okay, I'm willing to pay for it. I have no money to pay for it. I'm giving you a mashkin instead. At the end, the ganav gets found. So we tell him, okay, the ganav gets found. Give the ganav, should give back the kipi to the original owner, and give me back my mashkin. Ramban says the same thing. And now that, the Rambam also says that. Look at the Rambam in number one, see? The Rambam talks about the halacha of kipi. So he says the whole thing over here, kol ha-koin ha-kefo, koin ha-shracha bo-me'elov, keitzer ditkir abo-soin, etzer chaveroi, verin shoveselah, v'nikmu avdu, the whole story. Then he says, and you slept him to Bezdin, he didn't want to pay it. And they took it against his will, they took a mashkin. and the ganav gets found, or nimtza pikodin, or the pikodin gets found somewhere in his house, then what's the big deal? Yachdi lebailim kamoishu, umachzir l'shem adom, shlokhim imenu. Then you return to the owner the item that was stolen, and then you get back the mashkin that you took. In other words, the Rambam says this halach of Shuma Hodor, that even if it works over here because of Shuma Matos, it's not only in a case where it's in your house and you did not know where it was, but even if it got stolen. And the Svarim makes sense, Michael. Because what's the difference? What's the difference if it gets stolen or it's lost in your house? Either way, you have to pay that money, correct? And either way, if afterwards it turns out that the original item gets given back to the owner, so it's my form of paying for the original item. So what's the difference? If it's my house, or it's somebody else's house, or it's stolen, either way, the item gets returned to the owner, so it turns out the fact that he took my mashkin was mistaken, was shuma betos, you did not have to take my mashkin, and therefore I'll get back my mashkin. And that's what the Rambam says. It doesn't make a difference. Yes. Rashi doesn't say that.
Let's start, just in Rashi though, the first one. If he's saying that it was shuma betos because it was neva, the din of aveda, why was there shuma at all?
Because he has to pay for it.
The shomer.
It depends. If he's sure. It depends. Either.
If the shomer was never.
Right. So even if he doesn't have to pay for it, but he says he wants to pay for it, right? He's a shilein v'leivotzi lishova. So right. Now he's paying, and he has no money to pay for it.
Right, but in the case our Gemara is talking about, Rav Nachman said, "Go collect."
Yeah, because he says, "I don't want to make a shvuah." Okay, then go collect. That's the case. The Gemara says that the question is, do you get the kefil, don't you get the kefil, because even though Shilam never was a but he slept into Beis Din. But clearly he doesn't want to make a shvur, so he has to pay for it.
Right, but I'm talking to Rashi that the son of Shavu, if it was really Aveda, he would be puncher for shvur too, no?
No. No, he has to make a shvur. No, he was shvur for Shati, but all the shvurs. Yes, Joe.
So in a regular case, not Shulam to tell us, a guy can't pay the loan, the Beis Din assesses a mashkon. Then he comes up with the money. Why can't he get the mashkin back?
That's a machlekes. We paskin at the end. We paskin shuma hadal oilam. But it's a machlekes. It's a separate thing. If it goes up in price, he won't get it back. Or if you sold it to somebody else, you won't get it back. Shuma betos. Even if the guy went and sold it to somebody else, you can always get it back because it never started to begin with.
What's the Chachamim to say that now the guy should get double? He gets the money back and he gets to keep the money.
No, he doesn't get the money back. I'll get the money and you get the mashkin.
What if the guy wants to pay the money? Oh, so you're saying that he has the option of keeping the money
right.
And not taking the money.
Right. That's in a case if you hold not shuma betos. Absolutely. Yes, Mati.
I'll start making similar things. Why is it any different than cash?
What do you mean?
Why does the whole cousin situation seem to be a little different than cash? If somebody gets, like we've had in the past couple of weeks, if somebody has money, and if somebody gets something lost, stolen, whatever, out of it that he didn't want to steal, he doesn't want to swear, gives him the money, same exact situation happens. Why?
And what happens then? Give cash. That's the end of the story.
Exactly.
But here, he didn't give you cash. He gave back the item. Now he wants his item back. Do you give it back to him or not? He didn't pay cash for it. They took away my car. Now, the item was found. So I say, okay, give back the owner the item and give me back my car.
And what happens to the regular?
Well, it's not so simple. You can't. What can you take back your car? It's finished. Done. Goodbye. Now, loch is, since it's shuma betos, meaning things really in effect. They didn't really have to take your car because in the end, look, it was found, your item was found, so that's why you get back your car. In the regular case, maybe not.
But if I want to get my money back, I can get my money back too.
Well, how can you get your money back?
I don't want this item. I paid for the item, it got found. You take your item back, give me my cash back. I didn't want your item, I just paid for it, I didn't want to swear.
You can't give back, but you give back the item?
Yeah.
If you paid for it?
I'm a sharma. It got stolen out of my possession.
You killed him, stop paying for it.
I paid for the money to the owner of the item.
Right.
It got found. I don't want to hold on to this item. You take your item, give my cash back.
You get capo. What do you mean that?
Get about the capo.
The Aveda was found.
The capo was assessed to me because I already gave you money. But that money itself, I don't want your item. I want my money back. So why is this any different than
this? I don't know if that's true, though.
Really?
Do we know that it's true?
Yeah.
Are you mechuyev to take it back? Why? If you have to pay, you have to pay.
Was that in this case, it's a because.
This case is different because it's a because. Avi, I want to say Avi. In his case, if the Shremer pays for something and the item gets found, do you have to give back the item to the owner? No, the Shremer.
But if you want to, though, he's saying if you want to give it back and get your money back.
You have a right to?
I
I don't know why it would be different in this case.
Might be different, because this case is a pikadon.
What I would be curious about, we're talking about this item is a pikadon. Why is it a pikadon?
Which item? The kipi or the maskon?
No, the maskon.
Okay.
The maskon is a maskon.
It's not a pikadon. It's a payment.
It's a maskon.
It's a payment.
It's a payment.
Yes. It's a payment.
Is it a payment? Is it payment or is it security?
It's a payment.
A mashkon
is the wrong thing. Govelei a patnim inei. He had no money to pay. He took this car instead. Now, the item gets found out. Yes, exactly. Yes.
No, it seems that you're taking it as security.
No,
it's payment. It's regular payment. He had no money to pay, so he paid him the thing. Now the question is, he wants his item back. The difference is that it's different in cash, because cash you don't want back, this you want back. You say the case might be different in the case.
According to the Ramban, I'm saying the cash might be different, because the Ramban seems to focus on that, but when the Shomer says he lost the object, right? He's focusing, even though the Shomer lost the object, it's always in the Rishus of the original owner. So that when he gave whatever payment...
The Ramban or Rashi? We didn't get to Rashi yet. Ramban don't say that. Oh, that's right. The meaning, even if it's lost,
right.
It really belonged to the violin.
Right.
No, but not the cash. No, his case is talking about that I paid cash, not that the item is. Yeah, that's his point. No. Right, that's a shuma betos, meaning I only meant very simple. I only meant to give you the cash, the my car, because I thought I was chayef to pay. It turns out that the item was found, so I was never really chayef to pay, and therefore give me back my item. That's all it is. That's the concept of shuma betos. That's the way the Ramban learns. Comes along Rashi. Ramban says Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi clearly says only if it's lost in his possession. Right? Rashi says that Shari Bitchila Sashuma Hayu Hanezomim Biyadoi. That means where do I say it's a mistake? I say it's a mistake where the item is really in my possession and I can't find it. There where I give my mashkin instead of the item, you take from me my car. There I say, that's a mistake. Because the item is your possession. But if the item got stolen and they take your car, that's not a mistake. That's a good payment. There you would not get it back. That is the way Rashi learns. Aber Rashi's al pirish, look at number 1a. Shalai avdu shahoyu biyadoi v'loi hayadeh. Vavrech ben chalzal kosav. Shalai avdu, meaning the kaimalon pikotun kolechad isay, Bishus of the money, you say. Only if you are still holding it, then we say it belongs to the original person. Then I say, you're really still holding it. It belongs to the original person. You just don't know where it is. Now you want to get no money to pay. So you're going to pay now with your car. If the item gets found, you end up finding your possession. It turns out it never left the owner's possession. Therefore, when you paid, that was a mekachtos. Machenken, if it got stolen, that's not an exos. There's a true payment, and there you would not get back your car. That is the way the Ramban learns in Rashi. The problem which I have, and I see Avi's also bothered with, it doesn't make sense. The bottom line, a shomer is chayef to pay. What do I care if he's chayef to pay if it got stolen, or the shomer is chayef to pay because he can't find it? Either way, the shomer is chayef to pay. If he's chayef to pay, then it's not a mekachtos, he's chayef to pay. What seems if I'm paying because I can't find it in my house, or I can't find it because it's lost? If I'm chayef to pay, then, and if you say that if it's lost, then that's considered, if it's got lost, it got stolen, you say that's not a mekachtos, because that's a chiyuv that you're chayef to pay, and you'll not get back your car. So if it's lost in your house, it's also a chiyuv that you're chayef to pay, and you're not going to get back your car. What's the svara in Rashi, in the Ramban? It makes a lot of sense. Both of them, you say, as long as it gets found at the end, that means it was a mistake. Therefore, you're going to get back your car no matter what. That makes sense to me. But the Svar and Rashi to make a difference, if it's lost in your house or lost on the streets, they're both the same reason. Both of them have the same Svar. What difference does it make? Either way, I'm paying because I'm hyped to pay. So therefore, why in one case do I get it back, and one case I don't get it back? Good kasha, they ask on Rashi. Yes, David.
I think Rashi's actually what Svar is. There's an expectation. When you tell me, I say it's lost within my house.
That's what he wants to say. Stu wants to say that. Okay. Not that Balabas is smart. In other words, if it's lost in my house, so then you know, I might still find it back. I'm looking for it. You're right. But as a lamdan, it doesn't make a difference. Yes. Because the shayim is high to pay no matter what.
When was the pshia started?
What do you mean?
In other words, what pshat of shia? When did you exactly lose out? In other words, if it's lost in your house, in other words, you were pshat. If it's lost in the street, you're done. It's,
and
it's
kolay dan a pshusi. It's a shia.
It's in my house. Right now.
But I'm chayv to pay now.
I can't get it now. I'll find it. You know what
that,
I mean?
But that's not good enough. Hilchas shomer. That's exactly the point that I'm trying to bring out. You're right. Mehilchas bal about this guy. You're right. It's tomorrow. That's right. Easy to find here. But mehilchas shomer. It doesn't make a difference in hilchas shomer. Either way, I'm chayv to pay as a shomer. The full money I'm chayv to pay, whether it's lost in my house or lost somewhere else, it's the same thing. I come over to you. Where's my item? I don't know where it is. You're chayv to pay. You're peshev. Pay me the amount. So what's the difference? Why are they here? Do you get it back in here? Don't you get it back? Why is it betos and it's not betos? Seth, let me hear like a lamb.
I mean, the Ramban says it that way, I think. That in the case where it's lost, it's never left the rishus of the original owner.
You mean Rashi's shot?
No.
Oh.
No.
With lost completely?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
So,
no, Rashi's shot we had something.
Sorry, Rashi. Right. When it's lost, it never leaves the rishus of the owner.
Lost, that's not no. Then it doesn't help you.
The Ramban says.
I know the Ramban says that. That's in his shot.
Once it's stolen, then it's out of the original owner's rishus. There's a tremendous difference.
No, but Ramban Ramban says, by the way, no, that's what Rashi says. Ramban says, even if it gets stolen, it's always b'mom and b'ilim.
Why Rashi make a silah?
No, it's also, the Ramban says, that's right. So
why is Rashi machalik?
That's right.
The difference is in one case it leaves the owner's rishus.
So how about if it got lost on the street?
It's still in the owner's rishus.
And if it gets stolen, not?
Yes, and it's in the Gan's rishus.
Okay, in other words, here it's called
the
Gan's
rishus. In other words,
Rashi is only to exclude Nignevu. When Rashi says Nizomim Biyadai, it doesn't mean Biyadai. It means as long as it didn't get stolen. No, as long as it didn't get stolen. Got lost on the streets, also fine.
Right,
because it's still Biyadai, because Kalech needs to be Shusha to Marisa. Perhaps. Avi, what's your
svar? I just think that this depends on whose perspective you look at this from. If you look at it from the perspective of the shomer, right? So once he finds it, first of all, when it was lost, he didn't know it was in the shows. It was lost. He didn't know that. So,
right.
But once he finds it, so retroactively he said, I never lost it.
Okay.
Perspective,
and if he lost on the street?
Well, if he really lost it, so then.
But what do I care?
He doesn't have, because the point is from his perspective, right? He didn't lose it. If he really lost it, he lost it, and there's no question. But from the perspective of the owner, it doesn't matter whether it's lost in his rishus or not lost in his
rishus. Right. So why, from the shamus perspective, does it make a difference?
No. So I think maybe it depends on. For what reason are you chayav at the point that you would have to return it normally to return it at that time when it's lost, right? The guy shows up, he says, okay, I'm here to collect my goods. He says, I lost it. Right? So if he really didn't lose it, he's from his perspective he's saying, I don't have to pay anything. From the perspective of the owner though, it's lost.
So why from a shemesh perspective is it different? If it got lost, or he can find it.
Who's the one?
I wonder the key.
What's the reason that you have to pay him back at that point?
If you don't know where it is,
when a shomer owes something, it's not just a matter of whether it's lost or not lost. It's a matter of there's also a time element in this.
Yeah, but if I don't know where it is,
we had this discussion a few weeks ago.
But we had it last week. We discussed it last week.
Okay,
I'll tell you. I think you're saying something, and Michael, what are you saying? You started touching upon something also.
Well, but
I want to get to it already.
I just thought of an answer to Mati's question before. You know, I'll tell you what there is a chilek, similar to what he was just saying now. Because when I pay for something, right, you got to have the cases closed. It's got to be, you know, otherwise you can just keep rolling it forever. You know, it's ailment over solved. So in other words, buy a regular case like in Mati's case when you pay for it. You know what? You pay for it, it's done.
Right. And I don't think you'd get it back.
Right. You would not get it
right,
back.
Right.
Whereas
right.
Over here, it makes a huge difference.
The question, why there is a difference?
Is it an aveda or not? That's the question. Right? Because is it an aveda or not? From the perspective of the owner, it's lost. It's an aveda. From the perspective of the...
Why? That's the question. Why not?
Isn't there a difference in your doubts about whether you as the original Baal... whether you're mocked or something, when it gets stolen or not. If something gets stolen...
That's his svar. His svar is a chilek between Gneva and Aveda. Nobody makes that chilek. I hear what Seth says. A nice svar. Might be correct. But they all make the chilek if it's an Aveda in your Rishus or an Aveda on the streets. That Seth does not answer. Seth says it's a chilek between Gneva. I think the Arsmech might say your difference. But
I'll tell you one second.
I'm going to be mafkid. What do you mean? I have a chiyuv to give it back. Oh, your svar. Here, I think I'll get it back. Here, I don't think I'll get it back. Okay, okay. I'll tell you what I saw.
When do you become mechuyev? That's my question.
I think you're all touching, or at least Avi and Michael are touching on what the concept, the chiyuv of a shomer is. So there's a famous ktsais, difficult ktsais. The ktsais of Chayshah wants to say like this. The Sivus argues in him, and the ktsais in Simon Pevov wants to say, the ktsais in Simon Pevov wants to say like this. He wants to say that the chiyuv of a shomer only starts after it's lost. Meaning, a shomer is only chayev mishas pshia. What does that mean? As long as the item is here, there's no chiyuv of me to return it to you. It's your item. Go take your item. It's yours. The chiyuv of the shomer is the chiyuv tashlumin. Once it's gone, that's when my chiyuv starts. So according to the Ksais, the real chiyuv of a shomer is not when it's here. When it's here, you take your item, and there's no problem. When the item is not here, that's when I kick in the chiyuv of a shomer to pay starts. Item's not here, that's my responsibility. I'm paying for it. If that's the case, then you can say a difference between something which is lost and something which is not lost, but I don't know where it is. Why? Because if something which is lost, correct? I lost it on the street, the item is lost. So according to the Ksais, that's my chiyuv to pay. When I pay, that's my chiyuv as a shomer to pay for the item. The item is lost. Okay, where is it? It's lost, it's gone. Now my chiyuv as a shomer to pay for it kicks in. I have a chiyuv tashlumin, and therefore I pay for it. Once it's a chiyuv tashlumin, you can't say it's a betos. Because my chiyuv as a shomer is to pay when it's lost. It is lost. It's a chiyuv tashlumin. Therefore, even if afterwards it turns out it got found, but my chiyuv was the real chiyuv of a shomer of tashlumin. Masha'inkin, if the item is around, just I don't know where the item is, so really I can tell you, go look for it in my house. Correct? You don't want to do that. You have a right to say, no, no, no. So I say, okay, instead of the chayfus, I'll give you money. But the money which I'm giving is not my chiyuv tashlumin of a shomer. It's instead of the chayfetz. You don't want to go slap look for the chayfetz, so I give you the money instead. That tashlumin is not a tashlumin of a shomer. That's a tashlumin instead of the chayfetz. Such a case. If you find the chayfetz, it's a shomer betos, you'll get back the item. Seth, you understand this or you don't understand this
word? Something obviously never turns up, so you never chayef to pay, and the guy's holding on.
You have to pay. You have to pay tashlumin. You have to pay, but yechiv tashlumin is not a tashlumin of a shomer. It's tashlumin because right now you have to give something in lieu of the chayfetz. You got to give. In other words, there's two types of monetary payments. There's one monetary payment where the chiyuv of the shomer kicks in. There's one monetary payment. Yeah, really, it's the chayfetz. I can't give you the chayfetz. Okay, I'm gonna give you this now. It's in lieu of the chayfetz. In lieu of the chayfetz, if the chayfetz is found, it's shomer betos. I hear that smart.
If you never find it, then it's
shomer betos. You understand? Michael, you understand the smart?
The only thing is, you only know that it's not lost.
It's a big chiddush. Big chiddush. The Ksais says the chiddush. Yes. What?
No, I was going to say,
I think you were... I know you meant, this.
No, the thing is, it seems like there's a point in time when there's a minute where a shomer is required to return the object. Somebody gives him something to watch until Tuesday at 3, and the Tuesday at 3 shows up and says, give me my object.
Right.
At that point, if he can't return the object, then he has to give back something. So he gives him...
But I know...
Giving him the
money of the monetary value there, but that's not the chiyuv tashlumin.
He really couldn't give it.
Right,
but he made a mistake.
But in other words, if it's in lieu of the chayfetz, it's not the chiyuv tashlumin of a shomer.
He never finds it; he'll never know. So I guess on some cosmic level, it's true that there was a mechatzad, but you never know. So it's really
right.
You're right.
That's why only after you find it, the shomer betos. Exactly. But at least I hear the svara between both cases. It made it a little easier with the chiddush of the Ksais. It's not my own chiddush. Look at number 1b. It's just the Ksais. I'm sorry, forget about the raya that he has from Shibud of Nosim. He says, El ha-kochoch, de leke shum chiyu v'shibut, elo b'shas p'shiyo, v'chozman shuhu be'en, as long as the chayfut is here, mamon b'aylimu, v'chozman shitvenu, lo yichim mamon shalem. If the guy comes over and says, give me my item, take your item. It belongs to you. When do I start chiyuv tashlumin of a shomer? That's only when the item is lost. That's when my chiyuv payment comes in. Therefore, if it's lost, That's a chiyuv tashlumin. Once a chiyuv tashlumin, you can't say tshuma b'tolos. I don't care if it gets found afterwards. That is your chiyuv as a shomer. Mashenkin, if you can't find the item, true, you're paying for it, but you're only paying for it because you can't give the item in lieu of the chayfetz. Lieu of the chayfetz is not the same as a chiyuv tashlumin, and therefore such a case is for tshuma b'tolos. Yes. Right.
So when you forget, when is the shas kiyah? That was last year.
In other words, if you say that, if you say the ksois hold the pshias from the beginning, then the whole thing doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's correct. Well, that is a very good point. Good point.
How
yes.
do you learn after all you've done the pshias?
According to the ksois, the pshias afterwards.
Well, we're saying now that you're not paying out the kiyah, it's more just to in lieu of.
Right.
So where does the whole pshia concept come in?
So you're asking, why is the pshia altogether?
Right.
Why is it pshia altogether?
Or is it really pshia when you pay?
Or is it really pshia? In other words, when Igmar says, Kolazim pshiusi, according to this svara, it would not really be a real pshia.
Right.
It just means, it wouldn't be the chiyuv of a shomer. That's what we're trying to say. And we're trying to say that not giving the item is not the same as losing it.
Right.
Yeah, good point. That's true. Yes. Okay, let's continue. All right, let's continue the next part of the Igmar. So Igmar says that this was all the Havamina. And the Havamina was that it's Shuma B'tos. And then the Gemara says, Amri Nado, the Nado said, not true, that's not the halacha. The halacha is, Shuma Hoder Atresa Yache Shata. That you can always get back your item up to 12 months. V'oma Ameima, and Ameima says, Ano mi Nado, Ano, I am from Nado, V'svirli Shuma Hoder Loilom, V'hilchese Shuma Hoder Loilom, V'shum Shenema, V'asiso Hayosha V'atoif. In other words, halach lemaisa, whenever you take something from somebody instead of the loan, whether it's a choiv, or whether it's our case, the kipi, and you give back the pikadon at the end, you have to always give back the pikadon. Why? Because you always have to give back the item, because of asisa yashra tzayif. And therefore, we force a person that if the guy ends up with the money, even years later, 10 years later, he has a right to get back his item, shuma hoda loilam. Why? Vasisa yashra tzayif. That is what the Gemara says. Okay. There is a turn to number 2 on the sheet. The Rambam paskins this halacha of Shuma Hoda Loilom and Hilchus Mava Veloiva. Number Tezayin, Sif Tezayin. Bezdin Sheshomu LeBalchoiv, Bezdin that made an estimate for Balchoiv, they took up from somebody an item, a car, instead of a loan. Bein Benichse Loiva. In other words, somebody bought something and didn't have money to pay for it. Whatever they took, and after a while, they actually got the money together. Even if the children got the money together, so you throw out the original guy, or the guy who took possession of it, you throw him out of the land. Why? Because, look at Rambam's Lashon, Misalkin also. What?
Who's talking about
Karka? Either Misalkin or Karka, whatever you took.
Why, Karka doesn't go back forever. Who says Karka?
Yes, it does. If the guy had no money to pay, and they took Karka, if it's a Choyv, you have to give back the Karka. If you took Karka instead of a loan.
But he didn't get that from the Gemara.
The Gemara said from Misalkin.
Right, so
the Rambam says, the Rambam continues. The Rambam continues and says, it's talking about in every case.
But that's his
chiddush,
where did he get it from?
There's a Gemara later on. There's few
Gemaras
about this. Vasisa, Bishum Shinema,
by
everything. Yeah. Misalkin Oysim Oyskak Shumu Chazeret Lebanim Loilam. Bishum Shinema, Vasisa Yashav HaTayf. Very simple. Because it says, Vasisa Yashav HaTayf. Says the Mishnah Melech, that, by the way, this concept of Shuma Hoda Loilam, that you have to give back the karka, is only if what? Let's say I took from you $1,000. I had no money to pay you. You took my karka. Correct? Now I come back and I say, Michael, I don't want to give you money. Because I stole that money. I'm going to give you a car instead. Give you back my car.
The car.
Give me back the car. I'll give you a car. Well, I'll give you, my father-in-law came. He bought 5 bottles of whiskey. Nobody drank it. Here's 5 bottles of whiskey. And give me back my car. Could I force you to give back my car? Only when I give you the money.
Only money. Because the whole thing we said was money.
Says the Mishnah Lamelech. Nearly, on the bottom Mishnah Lamelech. Nearly, the Dafke B'mois Hadra. Now this concept of Shuma Hodra Loilam is only when you actually come with cold cash. If you come with anything else, we don't say Shuma Hodra Loilam. You understand? If I take something from you and afterwards I want to get it back, unless it's cold cash, you will not get it back. That is the way the Mishnah Melech says. Others argue, the Yamshu Shleim argues, it's a machlekes, but that's basically what the Mishnah Melech says.
So
comes along. Only money. Why? Because. So the whole shayla, how much you can, if you let's say it's kaka, you can use it, and you're not becoming a shomer, because if you invest money into it, you'll get back anything that you invested into it.
And if I lose on the investment?
If you lose on investment, then basically. I mean, you can use it, but let's say you improve it. You can live on it, kaka, that's why they usually give kaka, because it doesn't really go down. So that's why. No, but I'm talking about you can't really destroy it. The whole question, no, because I think, and I'm not sure if it goes down in price, we'll discuss it next week, if you'd have to give back the lower price, or the guy can say, listen, you're keeping it for yourself. But this count of Shumah Delaylam is only by Mois. And the Svar is simple, because since it's Vasisa Yashav HaTayv, I can hear the Svar very well. If it's Vasisa Yashav HaTayv, you can only force me to be a nice guy if I get cold cash. If you give me some other shmat instead, I'm not interested in that, there's no Vasisa Yashav HaTayv. Very simple Svar. So I saw Kasha by the Bris Yaakov. The Bris Yaakov was one of the early Achronim. And he asked the Kasha, wait a second. According to the Mishnah Melech, it only works if you give Mois. What about our Gemara? Our Gemara said, you're not giving Mois. You're giving Kipi. You're giving these rings. And still you get back the Kaka. So how does that make sense? That's the Kasha that he asked. Understand the Kasha? I don't really understand the question. I'll tell you why I don't understand the question. We're going to get that soon. Because that's where it came from. So what? But if the Svar is Vasisa Yashav HaTayv, meaning, really, it's a done deal, right? If the Svar is, really, it's a done deal. Just, Vasisa Yashav HaTayv tells me that you can force the guy to sell it back to you. So the Chazal say, you only sell back if he gets back, if he gets money, not if he gets something else. So if you give back the kippi, what I care that you got it because of the kippi. The bottom line, I don't want rings, I want cash. I had a right to take the kaka from you. You're giving me back the, no, not the teretz of Shuma B'Tzalos. The teretz that Hilchasa Shuma Hoda Lo'ilam. That means Mehilcha Shuma. Meaning, even though you got correctly so, you got the kaka, or you got the apadno instead of the money, because you're really supposed to give me money, and you didn't have any money, you took the partner instead, and now what are you giving me? You're giving me kipi. Why should I have to give back the partner for the kipi? It doesn't make sense. If the Svar is Vasisa Yashav HaTayv, if I only get money, here I'm not getting money. So what? What's the difference? If the Svar is Vasisa Yashav HaTayv, and that means it's a done deal. Really, I have a right to collect your partner. You had no money to pay, I took your partner. It's finished, done and over with. Just a new svara, Vasisa Yashav HaTayv, that Shuma Hadal Olam means you have to sell it back to me. So Chazal say, when you have to sell it back to me, if you give me money. You're not giving me money, give me kipi. I don't want your kipi. I want money, which I was supposed to get. You're right. If the kipi would have been there to the beginning, then you're right. But the kipi were not there. You had to pay me. It got lost. It got stolen. So what right do you have to give me my kipi now? That's his question. But there was no, he couldn't have given the kipi. The kipi were lost. But they were not there. You had a chiyuv as a shomer to pay money. You didn't give me money. You gave me a partner. So now you want back a partner. Give me back the original money. You have to give me the kipi. I don't want the kipi. That's the kasha that he asked. I'll tell you the teretz. Yes.
But according to the svara, then you should also say, take it one step further. What happens if the guy sold it? Vasisa Yashav HaTayv, get it back. You know, what happens if this item was sold a couple times in the meantime?
That much we don't say. Vasisa Yashav HaTayv is only to the guy himself. Vasisa Yashav HaTayv, if he sold it to somebody else.
Why?
If I buy something from somebody, you can't say Vasisa. You'll have to sell it, by the way. Because if you sell somebody else, the third guy cannot expect to say, well, wait a second, I got to think Vasisa Yashav HaTayv. I have to be Yashav HaTayv because this guy made a deal with somebody else. What do you want from me?
Right.
So therefore, that's why it does not apply.
Why should that be different than the Sheba of Nassim that we skipped? You know, A equals B and O C.
It would work. Sheba of is different. It only does work in Hilchas Shibut. It's a separate thing. Okay. So I'll tell you the Pashto terms. Avi, what's the answer? As a Lamed. Yes.
Is this Vasisa Yashav HaTayv concept a case-by-case thing, or is this just a...
No, you have to do Vasisa Yashav HaTayv across the board. Seth, what's the answer?
It's like cash versus objects. It's what were you supposed to pay
back? Why? Why is it supposed to be? I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer is, there's a classic chakira, classic really machlekes in the Rishonim. How does it work, shuma hodra lo'ilam, that you get back the item? When I give you the money, right, after you took my car, then I decide I'm going to give you back money instead. How does it work that you get back the car? Is the pshat, like we learned till now, Vasisa Yashratad, meaning, really, the money is yours. Or not the money. The car is yours. The kaka is yours. Because I had no money to pay. You took my kaka. Now Vasisa Yashratad tells me, we're forcing you to resell it. Vasisa Yashratad, you have to resell it. That's one svara. Or no. Vasisa Yashratad tells me that even though at the time you had no money to pay for the chayv, and you took the karka instead of the chayv, Vasisi Yashvatayv tells me, you got to give a second chance for the fellow to pay back the chayv. Therefore, when he gives the money, he's paying back the original chayv. He's not buying the karka from the guy. He's not buying the car which he took and he makes a new sale. Rather, it's payment of the original chayv. In other words, Vasisi Yashvatayv tells me that you get a second chance to pay back the original chayv. Now, if that's the pshat, when you're giving the money, it's like a payment of the original chayv, then the reason why I get back my car, because you have no business holding on to my kaka or to my car, because I paid you back the chayv. Yes, it was 2 years late, or 10 years late, that's what Sisa Yashvatayv says. You can have 10 years later, you can pay back the chayv. But when you're giving money, you're not buying, not that you're forced to sell the kaka anew, it's a new kinyan on the kaka, rather it's a payment on the original chayv, and therefore you get back the kaka. Abi, what don't you understand? Five nafkaminas, I'll tell you.
Went up in value.
Went up in value is one nafkamina. We'll soon see the machlekes deciding about that. Do you have to make a kinyan back on the kaka? Or like the Rambam says, misalkin oisai maisa kaka. You don't have to make a kinyan. Get out. It's not yours. It's mine. What kinyan? Did you make a chazaka? No, you don't have to make a kinyan. It's automatically yours. There are 3-4 nafkaminas in the machlekes deciding. Yes.
So the mob is holding on to the kaka.
But by the way, and that before we go further, that answers our question, of course. We asked a question about kipi, that he said you have to only give money. Yeah, where do you have to give money? The reason why you have to give money is because the original chayv was made out of money. But here where the original chayv was the kipi, so you give back the kipi. So that automatically, retroactively says, this is a late payment of the original chayv of the shmirah, and that's why you get back the car, and that's why you get back the karka, and that's why over here, when you give the kipi, it works no matter what. Ah, do you understand it? What's the machlekes?
What bothers me is, at the end of the day, you still did not pay back or did not return the item at the time that you had to return the item. So clearly there was a right
to take the thing.
To take, right. You can't, I mean, it seems like at least half of this here is...
It's machlekes
is training. Yeah, that you really don't...
Right. Then you can't.
You
too late.
Have a right to have
no, that's right. Exactly. That's why many the machlokes in the Rishonim. I'm not saying it's a chakira. So some Rishonim say, like you say, meaning you missed it, it's yours. Finished. It's yours, and that's the end of it. You want to buy it back? You have a right to buy it back. You have to make a new kinyan. It goes up in value. You have to pay for it. All that you have. But the other Rishonim say, no. The way it works, Vasisi Yashvatayv tells me that you have a right to pay back the loan 10 years later. That's the way it works. You have a second chance on the loan. And that's why you get back the item. Dictates how you must behave.
It doesn't seem very yashar or
tov for the other. Why? Why not? What do you care? You get back your loan, so you can't take interest anyway. You can't take interest anyway. That's right. That's very yashar. We have another enough community. We're going to soon see the Gemara as well. Yes.
Quick to the second svara then. During that interim time, who's the owner? So let's say I'm not.
So the halach is, you're allowed to do with it whatever you want. We're going to soon see. If you sell it to somebody else, then it does not apply. Yeah.
It
goes retroactively. Without a kinyan, retroactively. And if it goes up in price, he has to pay the lower price. He doesn't have to pay the higher price. That's what he said. Yes.
Is this yashar both ways?
Meaning?
For the guy who owns the item and the one of the shomer? In other words, let's use this example of the case. I have an item. And somebody can't afford, so we take from him his car. Now, we know we can get back one item 10 years later.
Oh, that's another.
I get back the other one.
I
found the item later on, or I want to get cash. I want to get my item back.
Which item back do you want to get back?
By the way, you have a showman, and you have the owner. You have now two items. There's no cash. You have two items. I want to pay cash and get my.
Oh, in the Shomer case.
Yeah.
Oh, you ask in the Shomer case if the other guy can say, oh, the kippi's found, give me back my kippi.
Right.
Give me back my kippi.
I
think you could pay back his kippi. That's the whole case. Because over here, the kippi went up in price. So he has the right to take back his kippi, perhaps. He could take back his kippi. I cannot force you to take the kippi. No. Yeah, in this case, I could. Yeah, I'm saying, but if I would have paid you cash, then probably not. may not. But you can take back my. You can take back your keeping, no matter what.
It doesn't work both ways.
Yeah.
It does not work both ways.
It does work both ways.
No,
oh, on what? On cash?
No, item. And then I want to get back my item. What? It only works in the case when a shomer actually you find the item later on.
You're asking in our case if the guy wants back his keeping.
No, the apartment. That's what he's asking. You know, does it work both ways?
Another could the owner of the apartment say...
Say, hey, listen, I want it back, right? I'm glad.
No, he could get back his apartment. Could other guys say, I want back my keeping?
No, keep it. That's
the Gemara says it works. Right. Apadne, you could do. So that's okay.
With the apandre, does it also work?
Of course.
Because
that's
it
all.
Seems both ways.
But he's just with a mishum hadalaylam that you have a right to take back your apadne.
So
I'm not following you.
What he's asking is, you know, you're saying the case you deposit is keep it. I give you the money. Okay, now this whole case of our.
I give you the keeping instead of the apadne.
Right.
No.
So what he's saying.
I give you the apadne instead of the keeping.
Right. Now what happens if he's saying it works in the other way? I gave you the. You give me the keeping, I give you the apadne, right? I didn't have the money.
So you gave me the apadne.
Right.
And now the keeping I found.
Right. Now, but what happens if, I think what he does is, what happens if when I gave you the apadne, right, it was lost, but I now actually found the keeping.
So what's the question now?
So then now the question is, what happens when Caesar Yashar Batov, does he also have to give it back or not?
Does he have to give back what?
The apadre. Because in other words, I gave you back...
If the guy wants... That's all Gemara. But Caesar says, like, the guy has the right to take back his apadre.
That's why the keepe...
No, the keepe is the Gemara says he wants it back because it went up in price.
Right. But now what he's asking is, what happens with the apadre? He knows because I didn't have it, I paid it for you, and now it got lost. So I pick you back. What happened?
I'm missing you. I don't understand. We'll discuss afterwards. Mati will discuss afterwards. Okay, yeah, I know. We're all confused. All right, let's continue. So basically, so there's a question. I just want to show you inside. Basically, I want to show you just a napkaminus. The 2B, the Shach says in number 2B, because of a ritva, heichu deshamu ara lekotan lehodra de gadol v'yada leknuye. He says that. Let's say the person that they took the money from, or they took the item from, was a child. And now, they want to get back the item from the child. They want to give him back the money, want to pay money for him, and they should get back the what's-name. Right? No, shamu ara lekotan. In other words, you borrowed money from somebody, the guy died, you owe back the child the money. And you had no money to pay the child, so rather you gave him your kaka to the child. And now you want to pay money in order to get back the kaka. Right?
Yeah, but now he's a
cotton. So he says that the Ritva says it doesn't work. Why? Because there's no vasisa yeshar toiv. This child doesn't have to give back the kaka because he's a child, he doesn't know how to give back. So the chazak said, what does that mean? Mitzach lem mitzvile Ritva, dikishahadra, tzach kniya cheres. And therefore, since when it goes back, the guy has to give it back to you. You can't just throw him out because it's a new kinyan. In other words, you're buying it back. Since the person is a child, the child cannot be machne back to you, the kaka, and if you have to wait till he's a gadol in order to redeem back your kaka. Incidentally, the Tumim says that the reason why by a child you can't force the child to give back your kaka until he becomes a gadol, even if you pay for it, shuma hadra, but not by a child, is not because he doesn't know how to be machne. Because he doesn't hold it, that's why. He says he doesn't have to be machna. If I give back the money, automatically comes back to me. So the reason why it doesn't work is because vasisa, very important concept, Avi. Vasisa yashavatayiv is only by gadol. By tanim, there's no vasisa yashavatayiv. That's his chiddush. He brings it right from din divar metzer. So therefore, whenever a child, there's no vasisa yashavatayiv by a child. You're out of it. Yashavatayiv is only with equals. Two bar mitzvah people, that's vasisa yashavatayiv. Child, not bar mitzvah, no vasisa yashavatayiv. I mean, you can't. Can't beat him up, but there's no CCR for time. This concept of CCR time you don't have, yes. You don't like that. What?
The whole concept of seems to be very subjective.
It's not. It's
the Gemara can say what it is.
By the way, we find that throughout Shas. There's a concept of Mechusar Amanda, correct? Or somebody's is Chayv Lotzei Zidei Shemayim. I don't want to be Lotzei Zidei Shemayim. You're right. But mechusar amana means that we force a person in Beis Din that if you made a deal, you have to follow through on it. What do you mean? I don't mind. I want to be a Mishra Poh. I don't care. No, but it's such a concept. All same thing for good also.
I was thinking that what the Gemara was saying was that the concept of Sisa, the thing that is Yashar and Tov is that each party, that all the property goes back to the party that it initially started with. That's what I thought.
No, you're right. No, it depends. The Shach says it depends on the two pshatim. The Shach says that depends on the two pshatim. But Sisi Yashva Toiv, the other pshat of Sisi Yashva Toiv means that you have a right to pay back the loan and everything goes back the way it was originally. Then it would work by a child. Only reason it doesn't work by a child is because if you have to make a new kinyan, meaning it's yours lock, stock, and barrel, and I have to buy it again from you, then it doesn't work by a child. But if Sisi Yashva Toiv means everything goes back, meaning we allow you to pay back the original loan, and therefore everything goes back originally, then it would work by a child as well. That's exactly what the Shach says in number 2b. One more thing which I wanted to end up with the next last piece of the Gemara. Turn to the next piece of the Gemara. We can understand it as well. The Gemara said like this. The Gemara says, last piece. Pshita. Last case of the Gemara by Tess. Pshita. Shamulei lebal chayv. If you made a shamulei lebal chayv, meaning you gave up your kaka to a bal chayv, right? To somebody you owed the money. You couldn't pay the money. Rather, you gave him kaka. Va'ozal ihu. And this person went and took your kaka, and he owed somebody else money, and he went, and he had no money to pay his bachayv, and he said, you know what, take my kaka instead. And now the question is, if the first guy wants to pay the third guy in order to get back his kaka, could the first guy force the third guy, here's the money, it's the same amount of money, I'm giving you the money, in order to give back the original kaka? So the Gemara says, Pshita, Shomle Bachoy Vazali Vishomla Bachoy today. Amrinale, we tell him, Lay Odif Atmi Gavre the Atas Mine. You are no better than the guy you came from. And just like the guy that you came from would have to give back the kaka to the first guy because of Asisa Yashavatoif, so to you, the third guy has to give back the kaka to the first guy because of Asisa Yashavatoif. So the question is, of course, what's the Havamina? Asisa Yashavatoif, just like I have to be a good guy, you also have to be a good guy. Why shouldn't you have to give back the kaka to the first guy? Why not?
What?
Well, it's type of, in other words, it's Shuma Hadra on Shibur Dov Nostan, exactly.
Okay, so
but it doesn't work with Shibur Dov Nostan. Shibur Nostan is a Chayiv.
I think it depends how you understand the Shibur
If what?
Is it a direct,
direct thing or through the thing? The question is, but even if it's not a direct thing,
no,
if the concept is Vasisi Yashav HaTayv, why not?
No,
the answer is very simple. The answer is, if it's just Vasisi Yashav HaTayv, it's a new Kenyan. So you're right, just like he had to make a new kinyan, he also made a new kinyan. But if the concept of Yisrael Shabbat means it's a paying back the original loan, the third guy can tell the first guy, you're not my balabas, I have nothing to do with you. Yeah, I never took a loan from you. What, I have to make back the original loan? That then maybe if you come onto Shabbat and Rotten. The other chiddush is, what Yisrael Shabbat even goes to two people ahead. But that's the chiddush in the Gemara, because without, if it's just Yisrael Shabbat, you got to be a nice guy and sell something back. So just like number two has to sell something back to number one, so number three also has to sell something back to number one to be a nice guy. But if the svar is that it automatically, that it pays back the original chayv, there's a good svar to say, since number three never had a chayv with number one, she says, I don't have to be a nice guy, I'm not paying back the chayv. How is it going to work mechanically? The Teretz says it works, because since you come from the second guy, that's why it works, and therefore just like the second guy would have to, it's considered paying back the chayv, the third guy is also considered paying back the chayv. That's basically the whole shiur of Shuma Hadra. Basically, there's two ways of learning how Shuma Hadra. Whether it's you force a guy to make a new kinyan, or retroactively, it's considered that the original chayv is paid up, and therefore you get back to kaka, because the original chayv is paid up. Okay.